35.
We're Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennep. This is What's on Your Mind, Monday edition of the program. Pick up the telephone and tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. And if it's about the Vikings, all we're going to do is laugh, folks. Yeah. Probably much more fun to talk about the Bison and another conference championship over the weekend and a victory than it is about those miserable Vikings. Oh, my gosh, is that awful. How about Ponder? You know, a little glimmer of hope there, and then it ends up benched. I mean, it's just embarrassing.
It's time to just move on. Absolutely move on. It was bad. I was listening to the post game a little bit yesterday, and I actually heard somebody go, "Gee, I missed Tavares Jackson." Like, wow, you're right. That's how bad it is. Now the question is, do we want a 5'9" quarterback? Johnny Manziel, that name starts popping up with the Vikes possibly having the first overall draft pick.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, as long as they keep trying to win, maybe they'll lose, and we can think about the silver lining of draft picks. But anyway, if anybody can find me anything positive to talk about the Vikings, please call.
I'll talk one thing positive. My girlfriend is a huge Steelers fan, and I at least can throw that in her face. That's about it.
The Steelers, they were on
Vikings
fire this
only
weekend.
Win.
But how about those uniforms? They made the Steelers embarrassing.
The Bumblebees uniforms.
Yeah.
They're brutal. I think they look like a prison chain gang.
I think the throwback uni's got to go, to tell you the truth here, folks. Couple of carryover questions from last hour. One, Leith, North Dakota. Steve and I, a little bit of a difference of opinion here. Steve said, let's not be too quick to rush to judgment against these guys for simply having guns in their hands as though that was bad. On the other hand, eyewitness reports suggest they were literally roaming the streets, terrorizing folks of Leith, North Dakota. In my mind, this is the perfect opportunity to say, let's end this long nightmare for Leith, North Dakota, throw the book at these guys, get them behind bars, and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. I want to know what you think about that. Also talked a little bit about the latest on Obamacare politically becoming very damaging. If I went through this list of stories that are in mainstream media outlets, it is just one bad headline after another for the Obama administration. Some saying it could undo everything they plan to do. Maybe we ought to thank the good Lord for Obamacare if in fact you, like me, worry about what they had intended to do in the second term. They're not going to be able to do as much of it. Is that a good thing? It is for me. So anyway, a couple of things there. Also later this hour, Linda Walker will join us. Linda is the mother of Drew Shedeen. Can you imagine the pain of a mother? Losing a daughter, period, but losing a daughter murdered in this brutal murder that Alfonso Rodriguez committed against Drew Shedeen, the University of North Dakota student. That was 10 years ago this week. He's still on death row. Here's a question for you. Do we give way too much credence to criminals? Here's someone convicted of a death penalty by a jury of his peers. Now appeal after appeal. Now he's even on death row admitting it, giving details of this. Why is he still a guest of the taxpayers of the United States of America on death row? Does anybody else think this is getting to the point of going the pendulum swinging way too far? Obviously, you want to be sure, very sure, afford them all the legal provisions they have. But are we not there yet with Alfonso Rodriguez? 10 years later, can you imagine the pain the parents having to go through that again? We'll talk with Linda about that at the bottom of the hour. Welcome your opinion as well at 800-228-0550. But let's talk football first with Joe. What's on your mind, Joe? You're next.
What's on my mind is the way football played today, it just reminds me of sissy ball. I believe they should start a new league, call it the World League, and play football how they used to play it. I remember Deacon Jones, he used to use his fist and you could bang on the other guy's helmet. You could hit the quarterback any which way. It didn't matter if you took his head off or, you know, well, it didn't. That's the way football is supposed to be played. I was watching San Francisco and New Orleans yesterday about 6, 7 o'clock, and someone hit the quarterback Breeze for the New Orleans Saints, and I guess he got him in the collarbone. And that San Francisco stopped him, and they called it roughing the quarterback because he hit him in the neck with his hand. And he didn't get hurt
at all. It was a fumble as well. And
Yeah, definitely.
It changed the game. At a certain point, you're just going to put a flag on a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. Now, listen, if I had the money, I'd look for investors, and I would start a new league, and I would have all the college recruits sign a form saying that if you get any kind of concussions or any kind of, you know, whatever happens to you, we're not responsible, but we'll pay you more than the NFL. And I think there would be people that would leave watching the NFL and go watch real football again, because I miss real football. The refs, they have too much power, and they decide games just like the game yesterday. San Francisco stopped them, and they gave them the ball back, and they won the game. And to me, I don't even look forward to watching the NFL anymore. I'm starting to watch college ball because they're not so bad on it. But the NFL today is just it really turns my stomach. That's all I had to say.
Hey, Joe, were you a fan of the XFL?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was.
Because
I remember that.
That's sort of been tried, right? It didn't really go.
Well, wasn't that the league that Herschel Walker was? They signed him into that.
That was USFL. XFL was the wrestling owners league that he tried starting. Vince McMahon.
Well, I think today, I think there's a lot of fans. I think it's probably 50-50 split. And I know a lot of people that are really just disgusted with the game. And I think if somebody, you know, if some investors had the money, I think, and they played it the way they used to, where you could use your fists and hit any way, which way, and whatever, I think people would watch that.
So you're a fan of ear-holing, if you're a defensive player, ear-holing somebody to get by them. Get to the quarterback. That was, you know what, I was taught that move when I was in high school.
I graduated in 75, so I played football how it was, you know, used to be played.
Yeah, you ear hole somebody and disoriented that offensive lineman and right to the quarterback.
Yeah, I remember even using my knee to stick it in somebody's face mask. He kept on coming at my knees, and I told him, you do it again, I was a linebacker, and I just put my knee in his face mask, and I knocked him out. That's
you
the
warned
way
him.
It used to be played. And,
you warned him.
I remember Dick Butkus and all those guys, and you know what really gets me is like Brett Favre, he was the toughest quarterback, and today, you know, these quarterbacks are breaking all these records because you can't touch them. You can't, and the receivers go downfield, and you can't touch the receivers. You can't touch the quarterback, and it's just really upsetting. But I'll let somebody else talk, and I'll get off the line here.
You entertained us well, Joe. Thank you for the call. Let's see if others agree with you, by the way. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A lot of reports, studies, news coverage of the concussion issue in the NFL, and obviously here's a fellow who thinks it's sissy ball and ought to get more physical, but a lot of folks are saying the exact opposite because of the concussions. We'll let others see if they agree or disagree with Joe. Brian, Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I guess I kind of have to put my foot in my mouth about the whole Craig Kopp thing. I guess the antagonizing him got the guy out with some rifles, and now they're going to arrest him. That's kind of a crazy situation. I mean, if you leave the guy alone, are they going to push him to that point where he actually comes out and does something like that? But either way, bad people are going to do bad things no matter what you do about it. And the other thing, too, with football here, wasn't Dick Butkus the guy who took a rookie quarterback, just about knocked him out, and when the guy was on the ground, he told him he was going to kill him and his whole family, and people are making a big deal about this guy for the Dolphins? You know, I mean, that's been around since football was day one. So,
Brian, on your first point on Cobb, when you say put your foot in your mouth, why? What do you mean?
Well, I called in, and I was the one who told him, just leave the guy alone. You know, he's going to step in it one of these days. I mean, he made his bet, he's going to lay in it. He's going to screw up eventually. And I guess throughout the antagonizing that people did with this guy, making the laws and, you know, everything like that, I guess they kind of provoked him into carrying around guns, and now the guy's in jail, right?
Well, to me, he's done exactly what you thought he was going to do. But, you know, it's gotten to a point. Now, the danger here to me is obviously you've got a mentality of these two running around with guns terrorizing people. This is going to end in somebody, you know, being injured or killed or whatever. So it's a perfect opportunity to prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law and hopefully end this long nightmare for Leith, North Dakota, in my view.
Yeah, you guys got to check into that Dick Butkus thing, though. That's kind of comical.
Well, it was a lot of defensive players back in the day. That old school mentality, I mean, your job was to hurt somebody. Just like on the offensive line, you know, back in the day, they went right for the defensive players' knees. You know, but we're getting back to that now because of all the onus that's put on concussions and head injuries. We're starting to see an influx of knee injuries or damage to the lower half of the body, but that's where the game's pushing it. The rules are dictating that you're going to have to hit a defensive player low to block him. Well, now you're looking at a window or an offensive player to tackle him. You're looking at, it's like a strike zone in baseball.
Definitely.
Where else do you hit somebody?
We're wussifying football one step at a time. It's not the issue of people getting hurt. Men aren't supposed to be masculine anymore. You're not supposed to come out there and roar, you know.
All right, it's been called sissy ball and wussified NFL. Do you agree with Ryan and Jill Moore? What's on your mind coming up? 800-228-0550 to weigh in. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550. And tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Dean Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have $500 extra in their pocket thanks to PetroServe USA and a big $10,000 cash giveaway. It's happening during the PetroServe USA buys and pregame show, so make sure you check that out, folks. And if you haven't yet registered, you want in on the $10,000. Don't you get yourself to a PetroServe USA location and register today. Big Bison backers, and by the way, that 4-for-4 deal means not only are the Bison winners after a big weekend, but you're a winner. Everyone's a winner. What's the 4 for $4 deal? Real simple. You get the hot stuff pizza that is just absolutely fantastic. One topping pizza, one of those, a 20-ounce drink, and two cookies, four items for $4. And that's every single day at all locations, 21 locations of PetroServe USA, where, by the way, they also have E15. And, you know, the price of gas, everybody's talking about in some places, especially around Fargo. And I saw somebody in Jamestown this weekend commenting online, hey, it's under $3. Well, guess what? You can take another 15 cents off with E15 to save even more at PetroServe locations. There's 21 of them to serve you throughout, well, Minnesota, Bemidji, Dilworth, Glendon, Moorhead, North Dakota, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, as well as Wahpeton and West Fargo. Find a PetroServe USA location near you. Sign up for the cash. Fill up with E15 and save, and get yourself the 4 for $4 deal. Everyone's a winner from PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. John in Grand Forks wanted to weigh in and couldn't wait, so he called us off air during the break. Let's get his comment and get back to yours at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's John have to say?
Hey, gentlemen, John from Grand Forks. You know, I said this a couple of years ago, and it's even more fitting today. The Vikings are so bad that I've been able to spend afternoons on Sundays in conversation with my wife. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Good for you. It's a much better way of spending your Sunday rather than wasting it on a purple brick-throwing fit. Right, Steve?
See, now, if you can throw purple bricks at the TV with your wife, that's a bigger win, I would think.
And actually conversing, and it's gotten to the point where I don't let it ruin my Sundays anymore. Not a chance. No way. No how. Not going to do it. Anyway, some folks this hour think the NFL's gone a little sissy ball. How about that, Steve?
Really?
Yeah, sissy ball. Wussifying? Wasn't that another one? Let's see if Steve might not agree.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it is time for a USFL or a league like that to come back again. Your thoughts, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can leave us an off-air call at 855-200-1776. Stephen Minot, what's on your mind today?
I tell you what, I'd like to see the Bison play the Vikes and see what all that turnout will be.
What would your prediction be, Steve?
I would probably say 24-7 in favor of the Bison.
Well, those Minnesota teams don't fare too well down.
The Bison play the Vikes is they might get a couple drafts, for next year's season, and then they might be the Super Bowl winners. But I'd like to see that happen, so thank you, bye.
That's something to dream about, Steve, anyway. It's not going to happen, but given the fact the Vikes are horrible, the Bison are great, winning a championship over the weekend, we got something to dream, think about there in a moment.
When you start talking that next level, and forget the Bison, you start looking at a team that is that next level even above the Bison, such as an Alabama, because it cracks me up when I see the people holding up to say, we want Alabama, no, you don't. That next, skipping a whole level to get to that next level, you chuckle. It'd be fun to watch, at least for a little bit, but there's a big difference between the NFL and any college team.
Yeah, I think, God bless you, Steve, but you're getting a little big for your britches there, without question. But, it's what happens when you get on a run like the Bison run, right? Now you just, you want to take all comers, right? So I appreciate the pride, but I think that might be just a little bit of a stretch. But I tell you what, it's a lot more fun talking about the Bison on a Monday than it is about the Vikings. I'll give you
that. Or even all the high school kids that played in the Dakota Bowl this weekend. Some great football on Friday. So kudos to all the champions and those that participated. Congratulations on getting there. And Fargo South, victors in one of the divisions, and St. Mary's and Hazen Beulah out west holding up a little bit of Pride. So congratulations to all the participants, but especially locally around the Bismarck-Mandan area and the Fargo area as well.
You know where I'm heading this week?
Where are you heading?
Minot, North Dakota for state volleyball.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One of my other favorite sports.
Cranking up Thursday through Saturday. Looking forward to that. Let's go to Chris. Somewhere out there in North Dakota, 800-228-0550. Chris, what's on your mind?
Well, you guys are talking about the wussification of football. I don't think that I think the change that we could make is we could go back to leather helmets and no shoulder pads. And maybe they would all hit each other, wouldn't hit each other quite so violently, or if they did, they'd know what they were in for.
Yeah, there's a lot of sports that make that argument. Hockey's another one that it's a little bit cleaner game when you start stripping away some of that the hardware that's meant to protect the players. Baseball's another argument as well. You know, you see the guys that go up there looking almost bionic with all the arm pads and shin pads and forearm pads
Yeah, exactly. Some of these guys are stronger, maybe they're not, but you can hit so much harder after someone says, don't worry, you're wearing all this padding.
Yeah, I hear that argument a lot in hockey as well. I mean, the more protective, when the facial shield debate came out, all of a sudden the shields are on, the sticks come up, right? So there's something to be said for that. No question about it, Chris. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's another call. Came in off air on gas prices. Let's roll that.
Hey, I'm in Dickinson right now, and gas prices are 6 cents cheaper than Bismarck. Usually 10 cents higher out here. That's all I have to say. Bye.
So is that good news for Dickinson or bad news for Bismarck, would you say, Steve?
I'd say a little bit of both. And I noticed that when I drove out west with my dog at the two highest places, Bismarck, with the exception of one little community in western North Dakota, but Bismarck was more expensive than pretty much everywhere else, and then Washington State was very expensive. And they've got a lot of refineries in Washington, but very high taxes as well.
By the way, I drove this morning out to Walker, Minnesota for our broadcast here at Chase on the Lake, and we often hear about comparisons in Minnesota, but it's always higher in Minnesota. Obviously, there's a higher state tax, as I recall, but I didn't see anything even close to the $3, $2.99 mark at all. It was all in the $3.14, $3.18. I think I saw $3.24 somewhere. I forget if it was Detroit Lakes or Park Rapids or where exactly, but some folks don't like the price in North Dakota, trust me, like many things, it can always be worse. You could be in Minnesota, so... When we come back, we're going to chat with Linda Walker, 10-year anniversary of the death of her daughter, Drew Shadeen, and still on death row, still talking, still giving appeals, Alfonso Rodriguez. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bock, and I'm Scott Hinnon. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Temperatures around the region, Bismarck, Mandan, 25 this hour, Williston at 28, 32 in Dickinson, Minot, 24, Garrison at 28, Jamestown, 28, Devil's Lake, 22, Grand Forks, 23, Fargo at 27, Billings, 32, Miles City, 31, in Mobridge, they're at 29 this hour. In Aberdeen, 28. In Lemon, South Dakota, at 30 this hour.
We're live at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota today with What's on Your Mind, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call them at 88-CHASE-06. Ask about that Thanksgiving weekend package and the Clark Griswold family vacation, December 6th and 7th. That one's all, that is your name all over it, Steve, especially the ugly sweater contest.
Now, you've got the truckster, though. you've got the family truckster. I'm thinking this is kind of like Walker World, then.
You know, they also have a really neat thing on that Griswold family vacation weekend. They actually give you a permit so you can go out and cut your own Christmas tree down. Does that sound like fun or what?
Nice.
Just like Clark Griswold would. And, you get to make up a bunch of cookies and Christmas treats and package them up and take them home so you get all your Christmas baking done and somebody else cleans up the mess and 2 nights lodging and all kinds of fun. But I think the fun thing would be that ugly sweater contest. So anyway, check out all the great packages, chaseonthelake.com. November 22nd. 2003, just about exactly 10 years ago, is when Drew Shedin disappeared. And days later, Alfonso Rodriguez was interviewed and ultimately arrested early in December of 2003. It took until 2006 for a jury of his peers to seven women and five men finding him guilty of kidnapping, resulting in the death of Drew Shedin. And he was sentenced to death in September of 2006. He remains on death row. He remains commenting and the appeal process playing out 10 years after the horrific crime he committed on Drew Shedin. Linda Walker, the mother of Drew Shedin, has dedicated her life to making sure no other family has to go through what she and her family have gone through, and joins us now to update us on those efforts and talk about the last 10 years. Linda, nice to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
This has to be a tough week for you, knowing that date is coming up on the calendar on the 22nd. How do you continue to cope with that horrific day 10 years ago?
You just do it one day at a time, Scott. That's the only way you can do it. Hope to turn the day into something positive for her and for all victims.
I'm reading the Fargo Forum editorial page on this, and they hand out these leafy spurges from time to time, and they handed one out to the legal team of Alfonso Rodriguez, saying to the legal team that wants to avoid the death penalty for Alfonso Rodriguez, convicted of the 2003 abduction, rape, and murder of Drew Shedin. Rodriguez has lost every appeal. The evidence against him has been reviewed and reviewed again, each time the verdict of a federal court jury upheld. He's guilty of heinous crimes. We realize the convicted murderer has the right to exhaust all appeals, and Rodriguez's legal team is doing a job they believe in. But there must come a time when enough is enough. There must come a time when he suffers the penalty society demands. For many observers of this disturbing case, the time has long passed. I thought well said by the Forum Editorial Board. What is your take on the length of this appeal process?
Well, I knew that, you know, we knew that this was another step that was to be given to him. I guess I just am really kind of not surprised at all or shocked that he would once again take another opportunity to try and appeal and to get himself off death row.
Has it taken too long, though? I mean, is this? I mean, I just think of you and you know all of Drew's family and how painful this must be. And again, it seems to be the process tilts a little too much to and now having to endure comments of his from death row, getting into you know details that have made them way into the newspapers. I mean, has it taken too long in your view?
I want everybody to realize and to recognize the fact that he's been given every opportunity given to him, and that it doesn't look as though that we are just overly zealous in trying to have him be taken from Earth. So in that respect, no, but in other respects, yes, it's long.
Steve?
You know, it's just such a sad, sad remembrance. But, you know, there's also the side of that that, you know, a community came together, several communities, to celebrate Drew and the community support that came in together. Having been in Grand Forks at the time, you know, is that what you hang your hat on? Is that
absolutely
what you rally around? Look at the positive of that.
Absolutely. That's definitely a lot that helps me get through is to know how so many people embraced Drew and took her in their hearts and on their minds and took us under their wings and kept us going forward when there was many days and still are many days that are rather difficult to get through. But that's how I do and so grateful for it.
You know, what was the reaction, the most recent comments from Death Row, the lack of remorse from Rodriguez? To me, that was just, it's putting you and the family and the communities that supported and loved Drew through this again.
Well, I really don't dwell on what he has to say. Everything he says is, you know, I mean, I just don't want to give him any more attention than I possibly can. So I don't listen to what he says, you know, especially now that he's saying something. I mean, there were many times, you know, if you remember back that he had promised to tell us where Drew was when we were still searching, and we, you know, kind of rushed to him and waited on, you know, bated breath. And then he just more or less laughed at us, and you know, I drove out of Fargo in a blizzard that February of 2004. Once again, not knowing where she was at, and he was steering us all again, in his direction, and then more or less mocked us by telling us that he wasn't going to tell us.
And some folks may forget this, but he was actually offered an opportunity to share that information in exchange for not having the death penalty being a potential charge against him before the jury. So I know folks that are not a fan of the death penalty. I'm no fan of the death penalty. It's obviously the law of the land in North Dakota and used pretty rarely in this case. If it is a law, deserved one. But the reason Alfonso Rodriguez is on death row for the murder of Drew Shadeen is by his own doing, because he has showed zero remorse and didn't even want to have the decency to share any information that would have afforded him life in prison versus the death penalty. So that was something that was his own choice. Let's talk a little bit about how you've spent these last 10 years. I mean, Linda, it's impossible not to see the work you've done and not just have unending admiration for all that you've done to empower young women, to take on this case and use, unfortunately, the notoriety this case brought to put you in the spotlight for good, and to do everything in your power to make sure this doesn't happen to other people. What are you most proud of as you look back at these 10 years of things that that are now part of the public discourse that weren't prior to Drew's murder?
Well, I guess I'm the most proud that that we're really putting the victims back into the equation more, that criminals aren't always getting the decisions made for them and on their side, although that is still something that, you know, it's kind of a constant reminder that I always say when I do interviews that we need to keep victims in the equation when it comes to sex offenders and those that choose to do these crimes. And I'm really proud to be a part of Rad Kids, which is it teaches children what to do and trains and empowers children with real skills so they can recognize and avoid and resist, and if necessary, escape violence or harm in their lives. And, you know, education is the only thing that we can do to change fear into power. And, after I took the course myself, the training course myself, and it's geared to 5 to 11-year-olds, so it starts young, and I think that's important, especially this day and age. Obviously, with the internet, and there's so many children that are going home to empty homes because of so many parents that are having to both work. Probably not so much in North Dakota, but across the United States. So I'm real proud of being a part of this program.
You've also joined the debate over the decision in Minnesota to consider releasing sex offenders. Folks may also have forgotten, but Alfonso Rodriguez was released after having a pretty horrific record of past abuses, and that's rearing its head in Minnesota again. You're making some progress on that front, Linda?
Well, I am and I'm not. The governor, Dayton, did pull back on the release of one of them right now. They've put together a sex offender task force to really look hard at the issue. We still have a long ways to go. The laws need to be changed where that sex offenders are not given release whatsoever, and that they're not put into civil commitment, where that's really the debate is too costly, is what Minnesota's saying. And my question back is, well, how costly is it every time that they come back into the system when they offend 2, 3, 4, 5 times? That has to be costly too. So it's obvious that we need to...
Hold tight, if you would, Linda. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break. Linda Walker, our guest. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Henn. We're talking with Linda Walker, mother of Drew Shadeen. Tragedy, 10-year anniversary of her death at the hands of a sex offender. Wanted to give you an opportunity, Linda, to finish up on your statements concerning the changes in Minnesota law. What are you looking at for that?
Well, I don't believe that that judges or prosecutors should plea bargain down these cases. We also have to change the law to, you know, to reflect more time, to ensure more time is given to those that choose to offend. If you're just the case that we're looking at in Minnesota, Duvall's history is horrific, to say the least. I mean, 78, he was convicted of raping a 17-year-old. 5 months after his parole, he tried to abduct a woman at knife point. 3 days after his release for that crime, he sexually assaulted two girls, ages 14 and 15, and was sent back to jail again. And then 12 days after being released for that, Duvall raped a 17-year-old girl in his home. He threatened the victim with a knife and tied her up with an electrical cord and hit her over the head with a hammer. This isn't okay with me that we're having a debate to allow somebody with such horrific crimes and has no empathy or sympathy for towards his victims or human life. He doesn't deserve to be out amongst us.
Amen. That's for sure. Leonard and Dickinson, question for our guest Linda Walker, mother of Drew Shadeen, on the 10-year anniversary of that horrific crime that has gripped so many folks in this part of the world. What's your question? Go ahead, sir.
I don't really have a question. It's the people that really benefit from these 10 years of appeals are some of these blood-sucking attorneys. Nobody else benefits. You know, we've got a guy down in Texas that major that went in and shot 13 guys. He's still living.
Yeah.
He should have been taken out and shot over and out. I think one of the problems is that we're so afraid to put somebody to death that's innocent, yet we can go all over the world. We've killed millions of people, innocent children. Don't think anything about it.
Leonard, appreciate your call. It certainly is a cottage industry exploiting the system. I think the system's more to blame than anything, but obviously the attorneys are there to exploit it and line their pockets. And what is Alfonso Rodriguez, Linda, on his third defense team now?
This is his third defense team. I know that one of his attorneys represented some of the Guantanamo Bay detainees. I don't know anything about the other attorney, but yes, I mean, there are attorneys out there that follow these cases and are more than happy and willing to join in on the defense of them.
Linda, a lot of people love Drew, those that knew her, those that came to know her through the tragedy. You know, some good came of it. UND, the Women's Center, sees more participants in its self-defense courses. There are a few positives. It's hard to look for, but there are a few positives that came out of this. What would you like the legacy of Drew to be?
Well, I hope it's to be that that people will remember her as the loving, caring, kind, beautiful young lady that was going to offer, you know, had so much to offer to the world. I guess that's the most important thing.
Well, keep fighting, as you've done so well through these 10 years, and all the while enduring unimaginable pain, not only with Drew's death, but with Sid, Drew's stepfather as well. We certainly keep you in our thoughts and prayers always, Linda, and appreciate all your good work on so many efforts to keep this front and center.
Thank you so much.
Is there a website or a Facebook page or something folks can connect with these causes of yours, Linda?
Yeah, we have Drew's Voice on Facebook, so it's all one word. And then the other website I would really like people to go to is the Rad Kids website. It's radkids.org.
Okay, it's radkids, radkids.org, and then Drew is spelled D-R-U. Drew's Voice, all one word on Facebook.
Correct.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us and sharing more of the story on a difficult week. Thanks so much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Linda Walker, the mother of Drew Shadeen. It's one of those moments you just never forget. Never forget at all, for sure.
You know, it's one of those life-changing moments. It's a little snapshot in time that you go back to and you recall and you remember where you were when things like that took place. And I remember being part of some of those search parties, and it was hard. It was really hard.
Folks, thanks for listening. Have a great Monday. Back tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. For Steve Buchan, I'm Scott Hinnom. God bless you. Bye-bye.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.